Blog Talk Radio.
Says 13 is an unlucky number. Here we are, September the 13th, ladies and gentlemen, and
has it really been 10 years already? Oh my God, 10 years ago. Paragon City, a city of heroes, in its darkest hour, needed a hero, a voice for the voiceless. And I stepped up and said, hi, here I am. But anyway, I'm Pogo Man. This is Paragon Radio, formerly known as SAVE, City of Heroes, or SAVE COH Radio. Yeah, we're still here. We haven't gone anywhere, baby. I get by with a little help from my friends, and this one, well, some people say he's mad. Some people say he's a Viking. But first, we're broadcasting live from the Paragon Radio new satellite, broadcasting at a high orbit of 0.000 feet above sea level. You figure that one out. Anyway, he is Mad Viking.
And the curse has been broken.
We did a show on the actual anniversary.
It took 10 years.
But we did it. Thank you, DJ Coconut, for switching nights with me.
Actually, I think she's on.
Oh, crap. She forgot. That means nobody was on last night in my shift, on my slot. Go tell her to get off the air. Tell her to tune into my show. Go tell her. Somebody go over there, run over and smack her in the head and say, hey, you were supposed to switch to Pogo tonight. It's a big night. Damn it. No wonder no one's tuned in. I'm going to smack.
No. I see people over in the chat over here on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
I see. Yes. In fact, you haven't seen in a while.
I've been talking to her before the show started. Matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, what the saying is, you never forget your first. And because of her, we have this show. Ladies and gentlemen, before Mad Viking was my co-host, before Tony V stepped in, because of her, we have this show. Ladies and gentlemen, you might remember her. Susie the Elf! Welcome back, Susie.
I'd be shocked if they remember me.
Oh, Mad Viking remembers you. Mad Viking remembers you. Come on. You know, there should be a statue for you because, you know, I don't know about me. But, you know, okay, let me go back and tell everybody the history of the show. In the dark hours, near the midnight hour of our darkness, you know, the meteors were falling, and I said,
thank you for that.
I said, Susie, you know what this game means to me. You know what it means to our community. We have a time slot on Fridays. I know it's at 6 to like 8, and nobody gives a shit. My community would give a shit if you gave me that time slot. You said, Pogo, it's yours. I said, Susie, I need a co-host. Reluctantly, you said, all right, I'll do it. You became an instant legend I think your name became bigger than mine. And I'm like, I'm the host. I'm the voice here. She doesn't even play the game. And it's like, no, fuck it. Go ahead. Talk to her. I don't care. People are like, oh, Susie, I got a recipe for you. I got this.
Deitra fell in love with me.
I know. She knew me for years. Like, oh, Pogo, you're so old news.
Deitra.
I know. It's like, oh, Pogo, I talk to you all the time. She's
Deitra going to be
here?
We
love her.
Yes, we love Deitra.
I am looking to see if and when Deitra does pop over on City of Heroes. Because I have him as a friend. He's on Everlasting, but I could see him if
she's
he pops
on. She.
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 Deitra's a she. Deitra's a she. We have to
okay,
go
I just
character.
Finished eating, so I'm a little tongue-tied, okay?
That's right.
That's,
yes.
Yeah,
had a little character.
I got you back, Deitra.
I had the spicy hot dogs. So I'm like, numb tongue.
Oh. Oh. I got to tell you something, Susie, because you always used to tell me you used to go to Sonic. All right. We now have a Sonic up here. like five
yeah,
minutes from my house.
Yeah, where I live, there isn't a Sonic.
They took
the
it
Sonic
away now?
Like how far away?
Oh, my God. So the other
is
day,
about 30,
they introduced...
No, I live in Wisconsin now. I don't live in Oklahoma anymore.
Wait, you live in Wisconsin now?
Yeah,
oh, you didn't tell me that.
Wisconsin. I've lived up here. I've been
Hold
living
on,
up
folks.
Here for 4 years.
Oh, I didn't know that. Hold on, folks. We're playing catch-up.
Yeah.
Girl, go on. Oh,
yeah,
shit. I didn't know that. I'm
sorry. I lived up here in Wisconsin. I've lived up here for 4 years now. And the nearest Sonic is like 35 miles away.
All right. At least you have a Sonic. Remember, for years, hold on. I live on Long Island. There was not a Sonic on Long Island.
In New York, period.
They just started building. Yeah, in New York. They just started. Suddenly we have a few Sonics in the area. And they just built one literally not even five minutes from here. Like,
they're the bomb, huh?
Do you have them on
sometimes,
roller
skates? I haven't seen them yet because we didn't go over the sun. Every time my mom is on dialysis, so when I take her, the weirdest thing is it's raining out. So I wouldn't advise it. But here's the deal. Do not go, like, she gets done at 10:30. Don't go before 11. I don't know what they do, the onion rings. If you go late afternoon, evening, the onion rings are phenomenal. In the morning, I don't know what the hell they do, the onion rings. If you go at night,
well, I'm not a huge fan of the onion rings anyway.
But
well,
they taste
that.
Like funnel cakes. They taste like funnel cakes. The batter tastes like funnel cakes, man. I'm telling you.
Well, their onion rings aren't true. Well, I don't go for their onion rings. I go for their tater tots.
I haven't had the tater tots yet, but
now I think I know why Pogo says like that, because me and him are New Yorkers, and they're not four food groups. There's five food groups. There's the meats, there's the dairy, there's the fruits and veggies, there's the grain, and then there's grease. He's waiting for the grease
right.
to build up.
That's right. You get the onion rings, man.
Yeah, see,
fries are horrible.
No, you go for the tater tots.
Let me tell you something.
Well, if you like chili, I go for the cheese tots.
Okay, really quickly. Shark Week, that shark drink they make, oh, my God, that was so good. That and a large onion ring, and I was heaven. Oh, my God.
I don't know. See, now, I go for their blast. The blast, yeah. Their ice cream,
Okay,
yum.
Really quickly, the berry slushy. But anyway,
yeah,
we're not here talking about Sonic. Okay.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about Sonic now. Now you got me crazy,
okay,
Sonic. And
hold
it's 35 freaking miles away.
Wait. We're going to talk about this in the green room. I want to play a song because it's September. I think I just gave it away.
What, Boot to the Face?
Because you're going, no, man, Earth, Wind, and Fire. We got to get our groove on tonight, man. It's a party. And I know the mystery.
I miss Boot
and
to
I,
the Face.
Well, hold on. Okay, we can play
to
that too. But because you know what? Tonight, we're just going to chat. We're just going to play music. But I want to play September because that's a tradition around here. And I know the mystery behind the song. So chill out, everybody. Jam out to September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Thank you.
Oh, I'll bring this back on. All right. That was Earth, Wind, and Fire with September. This is Paragon Radio with our special guest, Susie the Elf, tonight. Okay. So here's the deal.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm not dead.
Okay. She's not dead. She's alive and well and living in Wisconsin and...
getting better.
Well, I've been to Wisconsin. You might as well be because it's, as a New Yorker, it's boring as all hell there. Well, you're from where?
Well, she can go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Schlemiel, Schlemazel, Austin Pepper Incorporated.
Austin Pepper Incorporated.
Right, but where are you from originally?
I'm from southeast New Mexico.
No. I mean, what state did you live in before?
I was born there, but I grew up. I grew up in southeast New Mexico. Now, we're not talking about Susie here, the manager, the person behind Susie, grew up in southeast New Mexico in a freaking desert.
Okay, you live in the desert. And, right. What state did you move to? What state did you just previously live in, though?
Oklahoma.
Okay. Oklahoma, where the tumbleweeds roll.
You're
in heaven right now.
You can't even sing the song correct, Pogo.
I'm joking.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain. I'm not even an Oklahoman, and I know that.
Obviously, I don't know my Broadway songs, folks. Pity me. All right. Okay.
And you're a New Yorker? Come on.
Yeah, I know. I'm so sorry.
Wisconsin is gorgeous. The weather
is
beautiful up here.
I took up skills like bodyboarding and swimming in the ocean because I live on an island and I'm like 2 miles away from the ocean. Anyway, folks. They have stories they want to share about me and, laugh and humiliate and embarrass me. So now's the time.
Mine actually isn't from Steve O.A.
I know. I don't know what yours is, so go ahead.
All right. Well, do you remember a certain Halloween?
Yes.
And judgment.
Oh. Okay. So... the Halloween. Okay, are these the Halloween
hunters.
Episodes? Are these the Halloween episodes we did? Okay, so this goes back to WU Day. Okay, Susie. So everybody, I don't know if everybody knows this. I got my start in radio on the Back to Basics Network as a wrestling character, Hollywood Rick Brutal. And I said, let's do these things as wrestlers, and we're going to do these ghost hunting episodes. Right. Okay.
Hold on, you gotta preface that. You had your own radio show.
Right, I have my own radio show called
The
Unstoppable
Super Show.
Right, on Tuesday
Back
nights
to
at 10
radio.
Midnight. Right, on your right. I said on your network. Right, it was on 10 to midnight on Tuesdays. And I think at this point, this guy Judgment, he was my co-host. Right, I think at this point.
Basically it was he and I think.
Right. And
Judgment was your co-host and I helped out.
Right. And the point was, I said, okay, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to outline it. Let's just ad lib the hell out of this episode. Everything's going to be from the cuff and each room. And there's a couple of rooms in this place. And eventually we're going to get this stuff crap scared out of us. We're going to have some sound effects. I'm going to play on the soundboard. And we're going to make what's that? Because, we're big, bad wrestlers. We could go in there and handle anything, right? And all of a sudden we walk in, boom, what was that? Oh, my God, what's going on? Holy crap. And Susie's, bringing all these snacks with her. I'm like, where's your ghost hunting gear? Is that the one with all the snacks? The bag of snacks, the belt of snacks you had? Is that the episode?
Yeah.
I think it's the episode where I was
eating Doritos or something.
Yeah, it was just I just need my snacks. And every time something would happen, she goes, it's just the wind. And it's like, bam, hear a loud slam. It's just the wind. I'm like, the wind doesn't make slamming sounds repeatedly. And so, and people type message like, oh my God. And one of our friends goes, when did you guys record this? Like, no, we're live on air. Holy crap, you guys are doing awesome.
We didn't record it.
This wasn't recorded. You know, the episode was recorded, but afterwards, right? And everybody's like,
it was recorded
as
we were doing it.
Right, but he thought we pre-recorded the episode. And he's like, wait, you're live? He goes, who's doing the sound effects? Like, I'm doing it on the soundboard. He goes, fuck, this is awesome. He goes, I shut my lights off to listen to this. He goes, this is what I expected.
Oh, it was hilarious. Between Judgment and I screwing with you.
Right, and I'm just like, right, but it is like we're acting scared, and it was goofy, and it was scary at the same time, and we just had shit going on. I think we had a fourth person with us, too. And it was just funny.
I don't remember. I just remember it was you, Judgment Night.
I think Lord Amadeus joined us. No, maybe.
Was it LA?
Maybe it was LA.
I don't remember. It's been too long ago. I just remember it was you, Judgment, and I.
I just remember we walked in one room and we were like, oh, there's skeletons. And all of a sudden the Thriller music, I started playing Thriller and they started dancing. You're like, it's just the wind. I'm like, the wind does not play through and start skeletons dancing.
Oh my. We had
I know. No. It was Lord Amadeus.
It's the 1 year anniversary.
No. I got it. Lord Amadeus bought a hair salon, and he thought it was haunted. So we went into the basement to check it out.
That was the second year, wasn't it?
That was the second year. Okay. Oh, we went into an insane asylum.
First year was the insane asylum, and the second year was Lord Amadeus. But the first year,
I think, right
at the 1 year anniversary of Back to Basics Radio Network.
Right.
Leading up to the 1 year anniversary show, we played the best of episodes. We had people voting on what were the best of episodes. That was one of the best of episodes. And that made the top five the Halloween episode of Unstoppable Super Show.
You know what, though?
The top moment, though, was Judgment's 99-23 moment.
You know what?
We'll just leave it at that.
I originally missed it, but you guys gave me the link, and I listened to it. I was like, oh, my God. I can't remember what it was. I just remember listening to it years ago going, holy crap. And the funny thing was, he didn't remember he was on air.
He got a mm-hmm on air.
Yeah. I remember what it was now. Yep. Yeah.
The best moments on air
are the ones that are unplanned. Speaking of which, Mr. Mad Viking, take it away.
Okay. Well, when I took over from I lost track now.
Tony V.
Yes. We were doing the spiritual successors and reading off the news. And it was a we'll start off with heroes versus villains. Boy, there was many a drinking game thanks to Golden Girl.
Every time she had a typo, I would just go, take a drink. I would go, no. It was just awful. It's like she would post these things at like 2 a.m. And I go, Golden Girl, I love you. I love what you're trying to do. I have a bachelor's degree in English. If you need an editor, come to me. And I would, like, this is what she wrote, and I think this is what she meant to say, or this is what it should say. And that was our drinking game. And I didn't have the whistle. I didn't have this whistle. I forgot what we did for it. I think it was just like, take a drink, everybody.
Take a drink. Yep.
Yeah.
But anyway,
that was it. It was just like, take a drink. Yep.
Now, Heroes and Villains just came up with this big update because they were coming up with possibility of two new powers, which started it all.
Was it Heroes and... No. It was Valiants.
Oh, okay. Oh, then they were both Valiants. It was Valiants.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
No. Valiants is a culprit of... Yes, I know what you're talking about. Valiants is a culprit of both of these.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Heroes
all right,
and Villains
so here we go.
Is just the type
that
of...
That was the drinking game. Okay. All right, but
yes,
Valiants.
Yes.
Blob number one. The new powers that they were talking about was stretching, and they went into full details of how these stretching powers would be. The next one was tentacles. I go...
Now, he's reading this, and as he's done, my first comment was this. Hold on. They're introducing stretching powers and tentacle powers at the same time? Yes, Bogo. I said, great. Every hentai fan in the world has just signed up to play Valiants.
That took over the
we
rest
couldn't stop
of the
laughing.
Night.
Now, we had 20 minutes left in the show. We couldn't stop fucking laughing our asses off for 20 minutes. Hero! Oh, yes, I'd like to sign up for Valiants, please. I had that hand. Oh, boy, I can't wait to play. Oh, Valiants has stretching. And it just carried on from there. And
we were going like, okay, and all the cat girls from Pocket D's coming over.
Yes. Oh, my God. And it was just all the ERPers are coming. Oh, all the ERPers are coming over. And it was just like, and suddenly Valiants' fan base has just quadrupled. And yet, Pogo Man and Mad Viking have been banned for life.
Yes, we've
oh, no,
joked.
We just quadrupled your fan base, but thanks.
Yeah, but you know, our skeletons would be lying in somewhere in the gutter with a badge going,
yes.
They tried.
Yes.
And
they
then
help.
Valiant
oh.
doubles down. They just released the first zone area. Very beautiful. Very futuristic. We have to agree to that. And then I started noticing something.
Yes.
I'm going like, it's the same map as Atlas Park. Look,
now, here's the thing. At this point, we're in Paragon Chat. Okay, which is a complete replica of Atlas Park. Mad Viking had logged off of the night because he had computer problems. Yours truly is still logged in. And we're going, gee, hold on, he's going. No, go on with what you said to me.
I'm going like, I mean, take a look at the picture right there. There is City Hall. There's
and
the
he shows
AE
me,
building.
Right,
there's the statue.
Right. And he shows me a map. Not a picture, just a map of what their zone is, right? And I'm standing here in Paragon Chat, which is a complete exact replica of Atlas Park, going, gee, if only we had somebody in Atlas Park now to go zoom around and check this out. Right? For 5 minutes, I'm going... Mad Viking, I'm a complete fucking dumbass. He goes, why? I'm standing on the steps of City Hall in fucking Paragon Chat. I could do this right fucking now. Holy shit, I'm staring at myself. Oh, my God. And he starts cracking. I'm like, yeah, it's been a long night. So I turn around and I start zipping around going, oh, yeah, there's that. Sir, I'm a dumbass. Jackass.
But then a triple down, because their next zone opened up.
Oh, right.
Become
the
nation.
But this is on them. Go ahead.
Yeah. We were looking at it going, it's a combination of Perez Park and Dark Astoria. I think, Pogo,
no.
you were reading this one, and
yes,
someone
and
else.
Fan, yes, yeah. and he goes, and they went, bingo, and they admitted to it. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You admit to it? I'm like, if NC Soft ever opens up City of Heroes, you're getting fucking sued. Has Valiant ever really opened yet?
They did an alpha.
Right.
And it was around that time period they stopped posting.
Yeah. I thought it was because of our comments.
Yeah.
But here's here's the thing. For all these successor games, now we have a friend called Sovereign Reign. She made this bold prediction way back then that City of Heroes would be back long before any of these successor games came out. Well, guess what? We're standing in City of Heroes again. None of these games came out. Matter of fact, two of them folded. Or not folded. Heroes and Villains, a couple of years ago, on New Year's Day, they said the direction the game was going was not what they had originally intended, even though, what, for 103 weeks or 83 weeks or something like that, I don't know how many weeks in a row, religiously, we read the updates weekly on our show, excuse me, and it looked like the game was coming along, but that was not the direction that they intended or wanted. So they just, like, folded and said, we're going to restart from scratch after all that. And then, what other game was it?
Valiant
pretty much did the same. Even though they were in the alpha stage and they had shown footage and you could log in and do stuff and blah, 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 they did the same. So no stretching tentacle powers for anybody.
And that's when they lost a whole lot of people.
Yeah, that's when they lost all their fans, yep. So there you go, folks.
Many, many stories. Oh, we got to tell Susie the story of how the name changed from Save COH to Paragon, including...
Oh, well, I told her in the... didn't I tell you before the show started? Susie,
you were still
here?
You started to, but never got... Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay. So, after years of just being Save COH Radio, it was just like talks, NCSoft just stalled. And it wasn't just like usually in Korea during the holidays, they don't really do much business. Like, you know, business as usual, but any business negotiations are just held off. You know, they don't talk, they don't do anything until after the holidays. So, you know, nothing. But then it was like, what, a year went by, 2 years, 3 years. And here we are, how many years later? It's like, okay. So we're waiting, no word. And I'm sitting here like, if I had waited to do a show again, it would have been like, I would have been twiddling my thumbs for years before I did another episode.
Yep.
You know, we're doing filler. So I said, look, we're talking about all this other stuff anyway. Let's just officially change the mission statement. You know, let's change the name of the show to Paragon Radio.
Well, we had a poll.
Doing it in, right. We had a poll. Surprisingly, Paragon Radio won. Because my point was... right, well, hold on.
There was
my point was this. Right, there was a challenger, which we'll get to in a moment. My point was we were in Paragon Chat. So why not name it Paragon Radio? Because we're in Paragon Chat for Paragon City. You know, let's just call it, we could have called it Paragon City Radio, right? But we were also kind of broadcasting in Millennium City. So there you go.
He was also in the group Paragon Dawn. There you go.
Right.
Now,
and also Paragon Dawn. Right. So go ahead.
Now, there was a challenger for the name.
Yes. There was. There
courtesy
was.
Of Misty Rain or Ellen.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I'm the only one that can still say it without screwing it up here. She wanted it named the Pogo Bogo Super Duper Happy Fun Time Old Time Radio Program.
Awesome.
Oh, Susie would have voted for it.
She would have voted. She would have gotten people to vote for that. I would have had to call it that. Holy shit.
Why didn't you call it that? That's awesome.
Well, the first thing that came to our minds was some of the Tokyo commercials.
We did an episode where at the beginning of the show, after it started, I was forced to call that for like 10 minutes because apparently we had a backer. And it was like, no, you just got to call it that for 10 minutes. I was like, why fucking 10 minutes? This is so stupid. Just call it that for 10 minutes. I was like, all right, welcome to the, holy shit, this is so stupid. And we had goofy music playing. I was like, this is so stupid. Get a smile. Okay, hi, welcome to the, what is it called again?
Hold on. Welcome to the Poco Poco Super Papa Happy Fun Time All Time Radio Program. With
and here's your host.
With Poop the Razor Dragon. And here's your host, Pogo Pogo.
Hello, thank you. Hi, hello, thank you. Thank you, oh, hello, thank you. Hello, thank you. I'm getting a headache from bobbing up and down all the time. This is ridiculous. Hello, thank you. Hello, thank you. Hello, thank you.
Now watch, there's going to be a post on the Paragon Chat Facebook page. Rename it to Pogo Pogo Super Duper Happy Fun Time Old Time Radio. We won't say who.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should have gone with it. I mean, at least people wouldn't, you know, forget it. That's memorable.
Paragon Radio is
not that Paragon Radio is forgettable. I'm just saying, though.
I think nowadays, though, someone might be screaming.
I can't get over it.
Why won't? No, why wouldn't?
Yeah, you would.
No. We have listeners, maybe big time listeners. I don't know.
I still remember when I first told them, Bogo, we have a name suggestion. I don't know how you're going to feel about this. I tell them, all I heard was, I say the thing, and all I heard was, no!
The hell you do? I saw that. Oh, I saw that. He goes, I set the poll up. I saw that. I was like, you're bleeping kidding me, right? I was like, whose idea?
If it got you more listeners, would you have that name?
Oh.
If it got me 1,000 listeners, hold on, wait. If it got me 1,000 listeners a week, yes. Will it? No.
How do you know it won't?
Oh, I think she's throwing, my Brooklyn senses are tingling. She's throwing a gauntlet down.
Hold on. If you can guarantee ahead of time,
I
over
can't
a thousand listeners a week. What?
I can't guarantee what? Anything.
Well, then don't.
I can't guarantee.
Okay,
I'm just saying, how do you know it won't?
Now, someone else someone else on City of Heroes goes starts writing a petition.
What?
Where on City of Heroes? I'm looking on City of Heroes now. Where? Who said that?
It was in the chat. Someone else.
Oh, okay.
Literally, the name. Someone else.
Oh. How come I didn't see you say it? Oh, there it is. Someone else got that. All right, should we do it? Let's do a quick roll call here.
Put a petition out there. Yes. Change the name. Change the name.
We have myself. All right, City of Heroes.
Her,
we have myself, Mad Viking. Hogo Spring, my sidekick. Someone else.
Iperman says you should change the name.
Charlotte Battlestar. We have Panda Monica joining us. Thank you. And over champions online in the blimp. Where'd everybody go? Kirstall and Allen and the Teddysons. Myself, I thought this. Where'd everybody go before? They didn't want to stick around for the show.
Well, I know, remember, Mordicus is in France. Alto is in Sweden.
Oh, that's right. The time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody is in Europe. Well, we had a bunch of people here before the beginning of the show. We should have done roll call that. I know Alto, Mordicus, and Juno Francisco, they were here earlier. Mm. So.
Iperman says you should change the name.
Who says?
Iperman.
Who says?
Iperman.
Iperman. My dog, Eifer.
Eifer
man. Blanked out for a second. Oh, I want to point out on City of Heroes, they added some new things. And I think it was under Panda Monica's recommendation. After Family Feud, that the base gets a washer and dryer.
I noticed that. And I was like, wait a minute. Oh, hold on, we have somebody else down here. Pixie Puncher. I don't think she's hanging out. I think she just ran past.
All right.
Oh, and in the chat for the show, we have George Mosley, too. Twice for some reason. Or is it George Mosley? George Mosley? I don't know. Jenny's... what? Genocide. Oh, genocide. Okay. Durr. I have a... Forget it. Never mind. Susie L.
She's still traumatized from Family Feud, as you can see in chat.
I know. Yes.
Do I want to
she
know?
She does know. Oh, okay. So last summer was it during DawnCon?
It was during DawnCon.
To kick
off DawnCon.
DawnCon,
so you're going to have to explain that one.
Well, all right. DawnCon is the event I started. I said because... We didn't, you know, during San Diego Comic-Con. Okay, well, I'm explaining it. During San Diego Comic-Con, they used to have a lot. They had certain channels that would cover, you know, San Diego Comic-Con on TV. Those channels were wiped out, and there was nothing on TV coverage for it. But back in the old days of City of Heroes, you would have groups doing events on that weekend. So I said for Champions Online, when I joined up, I suggested Mad Viking, why don't we do something over here, you know, just to get the flavor. Let's do, like, something like a con event, you know, like a convention event called DawnCon on that weekend. And we did a three-hour event. People loved it. And it grew and it grew. Unfortunately, it grew too big this year. It grew. Well, the DawnCon 8, we did 8 days of events. The problem is when you do 8 days of events,
it burns.
It gets spread. Yeah. So next year, I was like, you know what? Next year, let's just kick it back. Keep it simple, stupid. It's a 4-day event again. We got spread way too thin. And let's just do 4 days of events. Cram it all in. Make it special. Just do whatever we can. Because you had like every day. And it was like some people like, they said it was DawnCon, and it wasn't like really DawnCon. It was just their normal show. So just do 4 days, ask people to switch their time slots. Let's keep it DawnCon theme, superhero theme this next year, and we'll just keep it as that. So it's our version of San Diego Comic-Con in-game for people for free. Come on, show up. We'll do events in-game, prizes, in-game prizes. For fun, contests, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and we usually do
poor
it
genocide.
At what they call the chain. What was that?
We haven't even got to the story.
Says, when you win something but still feel like you lost.
Yeah.
Well,
Well, that's what we get to the story.
Which story?
Now,
well, that's, right.
Anyway.
What?
So all go right, ahead.
So,
all
right.
Well, that's what DawnCon is. So.
Well, last year.
Where was I going with
it? Okay. Well, yeah. I'll start
where
it off and you can go pick it up.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Please, thank
last
you.
Year, we had one of the events, a family feud. City of Heroes
family
versus
feud.
Champions.
Okay. I'm sorry. Right. Yes, that's how we started off. Right. No, it was the year before. We didn't do it this last year. Right. The year before,
yeah,
we did Family
year.
Feud. Right. Ask the question, and then I'll give the answer. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And everything was going pretty well until we got to this question. Name something a man will wear more than one time before he washes it.
Right. Now,
okay.
My answer was back in the day, one of my stepbrothers wore for like 3 days in a row his underwear. Disgusting as it is.
That is true.
Mad Viking.
That's
what's funny is that was one of the top answers.
Yeah.
It truly is.
Now, this is how you find out very quickly who is an actual guy and who is a woman, because all the other players were going, good answer, good answer, good answer. Hannah Monica is walking away going, ew, 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 ew.
Who was walking away doing that?
Genocide. Her tune is Panda Monica. But
she,
it was,
was
four, because after giving the answer, he does the set up of Steve Harvey by explaining why.
Right. I explained what my stepbrothers said. Okay, I'll explain it really quick, because my stepbrother goes, I only have a couple of pair of underwear. So we said, so wear it one day, wear the other pair the next day. When you get to the third pair, wash the other fucking two, you moron. No. It's like.
And then explain.
Why not?
Yeah, here we go.
No. He didn't have an answer. It's just, why not? Is it too much work for you? He was one of these guys that when he was in, like, when he was 15, he said his brain was full. So.
Yeah, but you're missing one point that really got to.
Your stepbrother.
Wait, what was that?
Before.
I know there was something I missed and I said. I know
yeah,
there
did.
Was something I. What I? What
yeah,
was it? What
you,
was
you,
it?
Yeah, you explained the rest of the apparel regiment. Where one way?
Oh, he turned. Oh, he turned them. Oh, I was. Yeah. He would turn them inside out. It was like, dude, are you fucking kidding me? Like he just put the whole family out.
He's like the. So he's like the dad. He's like the dad on Big Hero 6.
Yes, that's I wear them right front to back. I wear them back to front. I wear them in
and backwards after.
Yes. I can't get that's exactly what I was now when I saw that movie I was thinking of him. I'm like, oh my God. But he did.
So I do believe with the latest update, I do believe Genocide found a dev and go, please put in a washer and dryer.
Because it kept going from there. It was like socks, sneakers, all the, I was like, oh, what was it? Something like, what does it come off your sneakers or something like that? And she goes, apparently everything.
You don't take off the socks, you peel off the socks.
Yeah, something like that. She says, oh, Jen is like, don't bring that up. No, you don't.
It was everything
just wait,
men.
There's more.
Yeah, that was the factor, men.
It was everything men wore, including the yes, it was, Jenna. It was. I'm sorry, Jenna. I'm sorry you had to hear that. Okay.
And ever since
Hold
then,
on.
Okay. No one wants to play
right.
Family Feud.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I know. That killed it. And, oh,
it's
Yankee
all
fans.
Fault.
Hold on. Yankee fans. Aaron Judge just hit home run number 56. What's the big deal? He's on pace to break the Yankees record of 61. That's all. Sorry. That's my boy. I just got that on my phone. Anyway, I have a couple songs I want to play tonight throughout the show, and we're coming up on an hour left. I was going to scatter these throughout the show. So here's a song I want to play. It's a great album, and the song is just hypnotic and beautiful, and it's by Bush from 16 Stone, and it's to one of his, an ex-girlfriend of his, Glycerine. I don't know if you guys know it. You should know it. It's a great song. So if you don't mind, I just want to take a break and play it, and we'll be right back. Do you guys want to listen to it? You want to go in the green room and talk, or do you just want to hang out and listen to it for a bit? Talking to you guys on the phone.
I don't care.
Either way, it doesn't matter to me.
It's up to you guys. I listen to all these songs already.
I don't care.
Well, let me. All right.
You guys enjoy
the song
today.
Could love you more. You've got a beautiful taste.
Tell me that's not a beautiful song, man.
Yep.
That is, you know, it's like I bought that CD years ago for that song, and it's just one of those CDs that's just good from first to last song. 16 Stone, get it. Listen to it over and over. I kid you not.
What if I want to say no?
Okay, we're back. With, what? What was that?
You said get it and listen to it over and over. And what if I want to say no?
Shame on you. It's a crime not to listen to it over and over. It's really, from
shame
experience.
Shame on you
it's
for telling me what to do.
From experience, it's really awesome CD. Okay.
Okay. But don't tell me what to do.
You should. Okay? For a truly good listening experience, listen to 16 Stone. At least twice.
No.
Maybe three. Well, don't then. You're missing out. Miss out on a truly good listening experience.
Maybe
right?
Recommend it instead of say I should. I have to.
I highly recommend you listen to 16 Stone at least three times in a row.
Okay.
And then thank you.
The
and you go, thank you. Thank, and then go on your hands and knees and go, thank you, Pogo. Thank you. Oh, my God.
No.
That was truly a religious listening experience. Holy crap,
no.
You made my afternoon. Yes, you were. No,
you're,
she listens to two types of music.
She listens to
two types of music, folks, country and Western.
No, I listen to three. I listen to country, Western, and country Western.
And country Western, yes. There we go.
I'm just giggling,
you know,
because usually
you
this is
weird?
Rain doing that to me.
See? Oh, folks, I've missed this. Susie, what are you doing next Monday night, 8 to 9:30? I'm on it.
Year 11 kicks Monday night. I'm watching Raw.
Well, do what I do, DVR, then just watch it from the beginning at 9:30. Fast forward to the commercials.
I don't have a DVR.
Oh, God. Mad, I just had a weird thought. Her and Rain on this show together.
We're dead.
We could just let them talk. I can see it. Them two talking, we're just reading comic books in the background. Oh, is it my turn to talk?
No, it's not. Sit down and shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
That was my joke. Yes, that's with Rain. She'll talk and go, man, shut up. Let Pogo talk. It's his show. I'm like, oh, thanks. is the rain drought continuing?
It's still continuing.
Oh my God.
But her rain senses may be tingling. Who knows?
I don't know. Rain, come back to us. We miss you. Okay.
You better be careful. You're going to make Eiferman mad at you. He was already giving you the evil eye there.
Well,
who, me or
well,
him?
Who knows?
Pogo. Pogo. Okay.
I make people like me, and then somehow people get pissed at me if I'm just sitting still. It depends.
Huh, Iceman, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, there it is.
Genocide
okay.
Goes, Matt has Rain, Pogo
no,
has
no,
Susie,
no, no,
and Forrest
no, no.
Slayton has Genocide.
I had a couple of other songs I want to play tonight before we go off the air.
Well,
remember,
no,
10 o'clock tonight.
I can make it more room for music because I checked the news and there's no news from Ship of Heroes.
Okay. I wasn't even checking news tonight, so, you know.
Okay. Well, I did that
you know,
news
this is
from City of Titans. I figured you were going to.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with Ship of Titans either. They haven't done an update since New Year's, and I'm like,
they may be rebooting.
That's my, all the games, all the successor games are rebooting.
Except Ship of Heroes, the one that you were groaning since the beginning.
I just.
But they came up with their new. But in a way, I've noticed you kind of like them. Not so much of the game, but we got our new drinking game.
Hi. Yes. Yes. Oh,
correct.
God.
Drinking.
Yes,
drinking.
Susie, for some reason,
game.
The guy who does the updates puts hyphens in words that one don't need them. Well, no, just that don't need them, don't have them. He just like he's hyphen happy. So I go like this. Drink.
That's our new drinking game, and the first time we really did it, 9 times. I'm going like, at this rate here, we're going to have someone complaining about alcohol poisoning.
Alcohol poisoning.
Yeah. Like, are you kidding? Like, guy, I can't
I'm
help
sorry,
it.
I'm sorry, but
it's
as
it.
An elf, I would still be sober.
Right. You would be. I'm
I
a happy pogo tonight. I'm a happy pogo. I'm worried about Alan and Alto. They're little guys. They can't. Well, Alto's an android, but little Alan, he's a teddy bear. He's not used to drinking. He'd be stumbling around. He'd have 9 little symbols of alcohol all over. So, there you go.
I'm still looking, and I do not see a Dietra. We may have to resort to other sites.
She'll send you guys some beers.
There you go. All right.
As long as you use the washing machine.
You know, I really want to play this song right now.
Go ahead.
Only because it's so not... Okay, I'm going to play it, and...
There you go.
I'm just going to put everybody on hold.
I'm going to pull the Truth Johnson and make fun of you for playing so many songs.
But he doesn't really play songs unless it's like birthday or anniversary nowadays. So this is, for him, for me, this is a break from the normal.
Yeah, I'm just playing this for the anniversary show.
He muted me.
I'm sorry. You know why? I was about to hit... No. I muted you because I was about to hit play, and then he said that. So I unmuted you.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to start it, and then I'll leave you all on. You know what? Screw it. If you want to sing along to it. It's a great song. It's a fun song to sing along to if you know the words. Dance to it if you know it, people.
Mr. Blue Sky.
Well, that was a great bit of fun.
They actually had the Muppets, the Dr. Teeth, the Electric Mayhem Band do a video of that one.
Oh, really?
Yep. And Zoot does Zoot does the vocoder.
Oh, that's cool. Oh! I didn't tell you guys before the mystery behind the song September.
Okay.
The 21st of September.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since then, people go, oh, it's the equinox. No. But you know, since then, well, you know, they named it Earth, Wind, and Fire Day. Yeah, you know, obviously. But do you know, in the song, the significance of that day?
It's a day in September.
Right, it's a day in September, but in the song, do you remember the 21st day of September? The significance of it in the song.
It's a day in September.
Yes. Yes. The significance of it, though. I found out about 6 months ago the mystery behind the why that day.
And the mystery is?
Let me see in the chat if anybody figured it out.
No, nobody figured it out. What's the mystery?
Okay. So, I can't remember the girl's name. She was the assistant songwriter. So when they were about to publish the song, she goes to Maurice White, who at the time was the lead singer of the band, songwriter. He goes, baby, sometimes you got to pick a word to keep the groove. They tried every other date of September in that spot, and it didn't work.
So it was the only date that worked.
She goes, try every other day in that spot. And she goes, yeah, you're right. He goes, sometimes you just got to pick a word to go with the groove, baby. And she laughed, and they kept the 21st day, that line, the 21st day of September, stuck. And I thought about it. Think of other lyrics that, like, sound like just bizarre, but like, you know, and it's like, well, wait a minute, if you take that line out now, the song loses its charm, you know.
There is a country song that talks, it's God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. That's the chorus.
In it,
he rhymes millionaire with obituary. Because what else rhymes with obituary?
Right. See? You take exactly. That's my point. But like, I was thinking, like, one of my friends, he was like talking about lyrics that don't make sense, and he's a huge Van Halen fan. And like some of their lyrics, like David Lee Roth lyrics, have lines like that in his songs. And I'm like, oh, really? And he goes, yeah, I got nothing. I'm sorry. Like when David Lee Roth goes, bozy, bozy, bop, diddy bop. Like, why did he put that in there? But you know what? You know the song.
Nothing else
because he
works.
Says, right, to keep the groove, baby. Nothing else fits. It works. It works.
Like I said, you know, he had to make up a word to rhyme with obituary.
Exactly.
So it became
millionaire. Sometimes you just got to go with a word to keep the groove, baby. Maurice White had it right. Sometimes you just got to go with the grooves. So Maurice White, here's to you in the 21st day of September. Because now, September 21st is eternally Earth, Wind, and Fire Day. Keep it groovy, baby.
But I know one thing. Pogoman is waiting for Saturday and Monday.
Oh, yeah. Yes, folks. Because Saturday is Batman Day. And Monday on this show, when it's normal time slot, I won't be here. Because I've been told if I show up, I will be run through by a cutlass, by an entity I created and somehow has come to life. We see Monday. Yes, Mad Viking's laughing because people around in Paragon Dawn know this character. Oh, I'm sorry, this entity. You see, his ship will come in on midnight at 12:01. The mist will form over the waters. His ship, the Copernicus, will sail in and be driven in by one Captain Blondebeard. For it Monday be, talk like a pirate day.
Like a pirate day. Arr, mateys.
Arr, mateys. Yes, yes, scallywags.
Yes.
Yes, scoundrel.
Yeah, I'm doing,
and he's
I'm
taking
doing
over
my
the show
YouTube
that night.
Show as a pirate.
You have a YouTube show?
Yep, I'm doing, I have a YouTube, yeah, I do. That's where I've moved to. I no longer own Back to Basics Radio.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
I have given over control to Lord Amadeus.
Oh.
And I was not using the station. And
right.
So
right.
So I contacted Amadeus. He was
right.
using it
right.
pretty much exclusively. So I contacted him and asked him if he wanted to take over control of the radio station, because if at all possible, I wanted the station to continue, because
right,
it
right.
still holds the special features that station holds. It still holds.
Right, right. Yeah, you know what's funny? I can't do a three-hour show on this station.
Nope.
Hold on a second. Keep talking. I gotta get the station.
Yeah. For those of you who aren't aware, my blog talk station that this show started on had a very uniqueness to it. At the price point that it was at, I could do two shows a day, up to 3 hours per show. Nobody else at that price point could do that.
Yeah, I really don't know how you did that.
Well, the Great Red Dragon found some verbiage in an obscure place that is no longer there anymore.
Not long after
we found it, that verbiage was taken down.
Yes,
Or else I would have shown it to everybody.
Yes.
By the time you got this station, that verbiage was long gone.
I know, because I tried to make the show tonight 3 hours, and nope, I can't even extend it to 3 hours.
Nope, you can't. You can't extend it past two.
No, it's
so,
2 hours.
Unfortunately, I mean, that's just, you can only do 2 hours. Unfortunately, I mean, that's just the way that cookie crumbles.
Right.
But yeah, I wanted that to be able to continue. So I gave Amadeus the first shot at taking over, and he said that he would. So he has Back to Basics. It's no longer called Back to Basics. It is
RAWF.
I don't even remember now. Yeah, it's associated with RAWF now. Radical American Wrestling Federation. It's associated with that. And I don't remember exactly what he called it. But he associated it with that and has continued with it and does RAWF After Hours. And so I do wrestling. I'm sure that absolutely, you know, shocks you. I do an all women wrestling federation.
Oh wow! Huh. Good for
you. And I stream on Monday Thursday and Fridays I stream on YouTube, and then on Wednesdays through StreamYards, which also streams on StreamYards and on YouTube, my YouTube channel, both places. I stream a talk show called Roundtable, which is associated with my my YouTube wrestling. It's about my wrestling federation. And then I also stream once a month a all men show.
Cool. A men's wrestling show.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, I have a question.
It's associated with my women's show, but through the week it's all women's, and then the once a month all men's show.
Oh, that's cool. I have a question. Do you still do your soccer show?
Oh, no.
I don't
know. I haven't done that.
Okay.
Years.
No, because I remember back in the day you were doing soccer pundits. And I was like, huh, wonder if she still does that. That's very cool. Now, what is your YouTube channel?
It would be easier to do with StreamYards than it was with Blog Talk.
What was that? It would be easier to do it on YouTube than Blog Talk, you said?
No, it would be easier to do with StreamYards than it was on Blog Talk.
Oh, okay. Sorry, somebody was walking past. They were saying something. I was like, nice. Okay, so what is your channel that this is all on?
My channel is called Elite Extreme Women.
Wait. I'm sorry. Hold on. Wait. Go ahead.
Elite Extreme Women. Here, I'll put channel link.
One word? Is it one word or two words?
All right.
Let's see what...
Three words. It's Elite Extreme Women. I'll give you the channel link.
I think I found it. Wow, you have 464 subscribers?
With an X. Yeah.
Wow. Good for you. Well, you got 465.
What?
If I could log in.
There's my channel link.
No, I didn't log in. Hold on. Trying to log. Let me log in.
Yeah, there's my channel link.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not streaming the rest of the week because, as you can tell, my voice is starting to go.
There you go. All right, you got 465 subscribers. Very cool. We were thinking about doing a wrestling show on this network because I watch New Japan Pro Wrestling, Holy Wrestling, Ring of Honor, whenever Tony Khan decides to get like a channel for it, since he bought it.
Mister, I can't speak English to actually make sense. Tony Khan.
Well,
that post that he had about the incident between Punk and the All Elite sounded like the one that sounded like Triple H was coming to AEW.
I think he was just like irate about what happened. I think he was just.
Yeah,
I think that just.
I didn't see the post.
I
swear it sounded like. He made a post, and I swear it sounded like Triple H was coming to AEW.
He was just, well, you know what? Because the Elite threatened to leave and go to WWE after the fight. Because before they formed AEW, Triple H tried to get in touch with the Elite to go there. And they brought that up after the fight. And I didn't even know about the fight till Wednesday when they got stripped of the titles. And I was like, huh? I was like, wait a minute. I know Punk was going to get stripped. I was like, wait a minute. We're talking wrestling really quick, and we'll get back on track. So I know CM Punk was going to get stripped because he had a major injury again. And then all of a sudden they mentioned the Trios title. I was like, whoa. Okay, hold on. Okay. We're running low on time.
Yeah, I've heard that the Trios titles have been stripped.
Yeah, I was shocked about that one. Okay. We're running low on time. I want to – two more songs –
We could talk wrestling in the after party.
Yes, and we're going to go over to, I think we could go over to Dawn Radio. Mad, you said after this?
No, I said tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if not, we could just do a Skype call after this, Susie, if you want. Okay. Usually I don't play music. Tonight was just a party mood. Okay. So there's a song. I have a few words I want. There's a song I want to play before we end. A song, a few words, and a special song I want to play at the end of this. But this song, everybody, hold on a minute before I play it. Get your air guitar emotes ready. I'm setting mine now. And ladies and gentlemen, crank your air guitars to 11. Because this song, you need to play to 11. I give you. And this is kind of old school wrestling, Susie. If you remember ECW back when they started, This is one of their first theme songs. This is White Zombie. You're driving down the highway. You're looking for something to drive fast to. Crank your radios to 11. This is Thunder Kiss.
I'm going to crank my radio. It ain't going to be to 11. I'm going to crank my radio.
Yeah!
Ooh, that felt good. Is anybody not playing air guitar or lip syncing at home? Like I was. I think so. My mom was up before. She goes, "You doing it again?" It's like, yes. Certain songs in the catalog of hard rock, whatever you want to place, metal, you just can't, pardon my language, you just can't fucking help but jam to. That's one of them. When you're driving down the road, even in a traffic jam, you're just sitting there, and all of a sudden your hand just reaches for the volume, and you just turn it up, double the volume, whatever you just had it on, no matter how loud it was, till the windows shake, the car vibrates, and you just start pounding on the steering wheel, shaking your head.
Yeah, and that wouldn't be 11, let me tell you.
Oh, no, it would be 22 at that point. Because probably at that point I had it at 11. And everybody's looking, what the fuck is he listening to? I want to listen to that. Because back in the day, I still have that CD. I had that in my car. And friends said, enough. No. Someone else, that song makes me headbang so hard my hat falls off. That's the point. That's the point of it.
Wait, you have enough hair that your hat doesn't stay?
Well, someone else says that. That's the point. I love that song. That's another one of the CDs that's just really, really, really awesome.
What? Genocide.
like
the
I said,
hat and the hair
all I know is I'm off the hook tonight.
I know.
Only
because, you know,
I don't know you. I've known Pogo for
Rain
a long
here,
time.
If Rain were here, yes, we go way back, man. If Rain were here, forget about you. Let me fill you in. I'll tell you everything you need to know. Yeah, Sovereign Reigns of Southern. Wait, hold on.
Old Texas.
My hair falls off too. I'm old. Sue me. That's what someone else said. You know, it's just. Now, that's just how hard you rock to this song. It's just any. That's what someone else said. All right. We got 25 minutes, I think. Hold on. Okay, I don't know what that was. I don't know.
That was my phone.
Yeah, what was that? Oh, okay.
That
was
my
news
phone.
This just in.
No, that was
this
my phone.
I know, I was joking. Wait, ladies and gentlemen, this is Heroes and Villains still fails to give us an update.
Oh, let's see. That game, all one game, Twitter. Oh, let's see. Some weirdo just subscribed to my channel about, you know, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ago. Uh-huh. I can unsubscribe right now. Oh, good Lord. I can't. I'm mixing up words here. Okay, there we go. All right. So we got 23 minutes left.
Yep.
All right. So this being the 10th anniversary, I guess I got a few words I would like to say. I wrote them out earlier.
Okay.
Oh, he wrote them out, so, folks.
Yes, he did.
I did. Because sometimes, you know.
Because because he's getting old and forgets things.
No, because sometimes in the speech, you know, you forget to thank people. You just want to say the right thing. So just
see, because he forgets.
No, because sometimes look who's talking, Miss Mad Memory. She has the worst memory.
I own it.
I wrote a speech on my
of a gnat on crack.
Right. I wrote a speech on my first year anniversary to make sure I didn't forget anything. So, no, actually, I did an ad-lib speech, and after we went, damn it, I forgot something. I got to write this down next year. Because in the moment, you know, you just ad-lib it, and you go, oh, fuck, I forgot something. This time, I didn't.
He forgets, people, because he's old.
No, because you forget something in the moment. So I'm going to mute her if she doesn't shut up so I can get this out. This is why I started this now. Is she done? I'll mute her if she shuts up so I can get this out. Can you imagine rain here? I would never get the speech done. This could only be a 2-minute speech. I don't know. All right. So anyway, let me get this done. So 10 years. Is a long time to do anything. And when I started doing the show as Safe CH Radio, I really didn't think it would go as long as it did. It was with the optimism of a hopeful crusader that mine, among many voices, would be heard and we would keep our good city, which did not happen, or get it back right away, which did not happen either. Something happened, though, along this journey. The show, along with myself, developed a voice of its own, a character unique from what we started as. Our mission statement grew from just trying to save City of Heroes to include reporting news on all things what I call superherodom. When that flourished, we changed the name of the show to Paragon Radio. To reflect the name of the original city's name, we were saving Paragon City. And to reflect the group I had joined, Paragon Dawn. But we also broadened our broadcasting range, so to speak, to include Champions Online. So we were now broadcasting in two cities now, Paragon Chat, reflecting City of Heroes, and Champions Online. And then in my brief absence during COVID-19, waiting for a new laptop, waiting so I could do my show, something happened. Word got out of secret servers. NCSoft allowed those servers to go public. So in a way, the city was saved. We came back broadcasting now that I had the laptop back and ready to rock in both COH Homecoming and Champions Online, as both were my homes now. But something still wasn't right. Over the years, I reported on engagements of people who had met because of City of Heroes and the births of babies of players of City of Heroes with great delight. But then on the other side of the coin were the losses, the deaths of players, friends, who would never get to see City of Heroes again. So guys, I just want every in earshot, let's just pause for a moment, hold your torches, take a knee, bow your head, or whatever you want to do. Let's just take a moment to reflect and remember all those players we've lost along the way in our fight to get our beloved City of Heroes back, and players who are gone and Champions Online as well that we've lost over these last 10 years really quick. Let's just take a moment for that. Okay.
Once again, congratulations.
Now, I still got more.
Oh, yeah?
Now, I want to thank all those who helped me do the show for 10 long years. I'm so glad some of you are here. Susie the Elf, without you, this show would never have existed to begin with. You know how much this meant to me and the whole community. gave me a time slot on the Back to Basics radio network of yours. You agreed to co-host with me at the beginning of the show when the people needed us. Thank you, and God bless you. Tony V, you're not
here.
You're
welcome.
You are the heart and soul of this community. People swore up and down you had the inside of what was going on behind the scenes. You knew, and because you told me, I knew you were just the head cheerleader to the efforts. But we had fun and giggles laughing as everyone told you differently and said, no, you know what's going on. But no, you really didn't. You swore up and down to me. You didn't know, and I believed you. And even though you've left the community, I hope you're still having fun at your nephew's game store, helping him out. You deserve it, my friend. Thank you for everything as well. Mad Viking, my current and hopefully not going anywhere co-host, one of the leaders of Paragon Dawn. I run ideas past you like, hey, let's do DawnCon. And, oh, let's celebrate Talk Like a Pirate Day ideas. And you say, okay, let's go for it. You give me the ball and let me run with it, or the group run with it. I have no idea where this ride's going to go next or for how long. I just hope you're here with me. There are times I was going to bed. You're welcome. I'm not done. There are times I was going to bed without setting up a show, and he texts me, set up the show the night before. He's psychic. I don't know how he knows I'm about to shut the light off. And I set the show up. He's like my production manager and my co-host. I'm glad you're here, my friend, because I couldn't do this without you the last couple of years. And that brings me to every one of the fans over the years, all you listeners. You guys absolutely rock. Without you guys, there would be no show. No reason for me to do this every week. You are the reason I love doing this every week, and I'll keep doing this show. So from the bottom of my heart, I truly love and thank each and every one of you. And one last song for tonight. For all the listeners, all my co-hosts, all those alive, and again, all those we've lost along the way, thank you. And here's to us.
Get another bottle.
All right. We got 12 minutes left. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope you like that speech, short and sweet.
I did.
The song was short and sweeter. I always thought that was a longer song.
I would say there was one more. That connects you and Susie and Tony and me.
Okay.
And we were all hoping that we would have seen him pop up on Friends List. Deidre.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And Deidre, yes.
It's not the same without, I'm sorry. It's just not a same COH radio for me without Deidre.
I know. Yeah, that's right. Or a Paragon radio. Because you know, I was going to play Bat Metal, but then the last show ended with Bat. I was like, he's playing all these songs, and I'm like, he's not going to play Bat Metal. He's not going to play Bat Metal. And I'm getting it ready. And son of a bitch, right before I called him to start the show, he plays Bat Metal. I'm like, motherfucker, I was going to start the show with him. I'm like, motherfucker. So now I'm like, well, I can't play it now because he's just played it.
Why not? That was only on Dawn Radio. This is Paragon Radio.
Yeah, you're right. He's going for it. Oh, do I have time? No, I don't just have Bat Metal. I have the Bat Metal Trilogy.
Uh-huh. There you go. I only
Which
did
take
11.
Right. This would take us the whole way. So we could keep talking to the after party, I think. I think we get an after party. So,
yeah.
Folks,
yeah,
we're going to keep talking.
Party.
So, you know what? We're going to keep talking. So I think we should just end it with that. But you know what? This ties into tomorrow night's show. So I'll be on tomorrow night. Do we have anything else we want to say tonight? Are we good? Or?
Well, thanks for having me.
What was that?
I said thanks for having me.
Well, Susie, it's been a pleasure. You're welcome back anytime. It's just been a shame. It's been so long. When was the last time you were on with us?
Oh, like I remember.
I know.
It was at the time when I – you know, let on it on a regular basis when you had with Tony V, and all of a
right.
sudden,
oh, God.
But it was a night where you were having some technical problems, and you go like, nope,
oh,
you're not getting him. You're not getting him. He's fine. Sign right here.
Yeah. Oh, God, it was horrible. Yeah, it was just off. Yeah, it was major. I think it was major problems that night. Yeah. I think maybe we were talking about Dawn.
Yeah, I can't remember.
That goes back. God. That goes back 6 years, I think. Because
mm-hmm.
I was looking. Because I asked Tony V to come back for the 7th anniversary show. And so that had to be at least 3-4 years ago we've been doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So, geez.
I know the last time I was on here, it was still on Back to Basics.
Right. So, good Lord, I don't know. Oh, someone else says, Susie the Elf, you rock.
There you go.
Aw, thank you.
I think they want you to come back
Actually,
more often.
I usually roll. I don't rock. I usually roll.
Why does someone else look like Cobra Commander? Goodness gracious. Or just somebody from Cobra.
Mm-hmm. Now watch. It'll be a day where Susie the Elf and Sovereign Rain, me and Pogo's going like, we are gathered here today to pay our final respects to each other.
Respects. Yes, sir. This is the day we die.
Bye, Mr. Pogo.
I was just
going to
say that. I was just missing that. That's it. We're done for. This is the day we die. Oh, good Lord.
Pogo tries, goes, but, Susie goes, but nothing. We're talking here. I go, but, Rain goes, you shut up.
What I for me. My mom is being silly, isn't she? Uh-huh.
I think she's talking to her dog.
Yeah.
Of course I am.
I hope so.
Don't you talk
okay.
to your dog?
Yeah, but she's not in here.
Your dog. There's something wrong with you.
No, I talk to my puppy all the time. Holly's 14 years old and praying she lasts a few more years. So her right back leg is giving out and she's lost a spring or two to her step. So still cute as anything.
Do you remember Remy?
Yes.
Do you remember my dog Remy?
Yes.
Yeah, oh no, it's right. A couple of weeks ago.
I'm so sorry. I hate to hear that.
He was 13.
I'm sorry. Oh! Ooh! Well, remember earlier I said Aaron Judge hit home run number 56?
Make that 57.
Yes, he did. In Fenway, oh, they're playing Boston. Oh, he tied it up. He tied it up. They're playing Boston. He tied it up. It makes me so happy. Yes, that's my boy. Hey, these are the dog days of summer. I mean, this is like, win now. Forget everything you did in August. Just win in September. Forget the awful August you guys had. Just win in September. Finish in first. Keep your lead.
Oh, from Facebook, on the Paragon Radio chat, we got a message.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Waiting for it to pop up. Come on.
Okay.
Because I saw it on my phone. And let's see. I think if you look on Blog Talk Radio, we should be listed there. Or rather, okay, thanks. Yes, it says a thank you.
For
all the years.
From?
Oh.
Mark Valente.
Oh, yeah, no. He was asking where he could find the links for the show. He wants to listen to work. And he can't get Facebook. He goes, where can I find the links for all the past shows? I said, if you go to blogtalkradio.com. Yes, if anybody wants to find links for all the past shows, if you go to blogtalkradio.com, type in Paragon Radio or the old shows, Save CUH Radio, you can find all the links there. He wanted the RSS links, so they should be there. Just type in the show there. He goes, oh, okay. So just go there. They should have the whole catalog. And maybe you could find the infamous Stretching Tentacles episode. And wouldn't the Unstoppable Super Show be there? And you could find the Halloween episodes we talked about earlier from my past when I just started out on radio years ago and just... Okay. So I've been doing the show 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how many years ago did the Back to Basics Radio Network start?
Because
I know I was doing the Unstoppable Super Show for
about...
a few years.
2010.
2010?
No, it was before that.
Okay. No, wait. Okay, 90 seconds, really quick. HRB was the 2010 Rookie of the Year. And I was showing up to all the radio shows. So maybe 2011?
Maybe.
No, okay.
Because I started 2011. So 20.
You know what? No, you know what? It was the same year because May I started doing the Unstoppable Super Show, and then September I started this show. Okay. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in for the 10th anniversary. Susie the Elf, I want to thank you for calling in tonight. You're always welcome back here because you were the first co-host and you're a dear friend of the show. Mad Vikings, thank you for helping us for years.
Okay, March of 2012 would have been when I started Back to Basics.
Right, and then May I started. Okay, hold on. All right, thank you, everybody. I said my thank yous already. You guys are awesome. We will see you next Monday night for Paragon Radio's Talk Like a Pirate Day edition. I don't know what to expect. Captain Blondebeard will be hosting. God help us. We have 10 seconds left. I think we're going to go into a bit of an after party just to BS some more. Hit the replay later on to listen to whatever we're going to talk about. God help us. Thank you. And it was just us talking and playing some music I wanted to play, some of my favorite songs. Thank you tonight for this. Back to business as usual next Monday night. Or maybe not Pirate Day the week after. Who knows what's going to happen Monday? Tune in. You guys rock. I love you all. Stick around for the next couple of 10 years. Who knows how long. Good night. God bless. You guys rock. I love you all.
Good night, everyone.
Bye. And I think we are in the after party. We are in the after party. Welcome to the after party. 10 years plus. It's just started.
And I don't have to race just to another show. This time moves the other way around.
Okay, guess what? I could sit back in this armchair now. The stress is gone. I think that was more fun than I expected. Mm-hmm. I was expecting, to do the usual, let's do updates. Oh, God, let's read from the book. She doesn't know about the tome.
Nope.
From the tomb. Okay, usually what we do is, I got this book last Christmas, The League of Regrettable Superheroes. And it's like ridiculous heroes.
Okay.
I read one from the Golden Age, one from the Silver Age, one from the Modern Age. And it's just pure, what the bleep were they thinking when they created these guys? And we just laugh because I don't read them ahead of time. All I do is I take the bookmark. I have 3 bookmarkers, and I just move it to the next thing, and I close the book really fast. And we just laugh, especially the Golden Age ones, because back then they just didn't have, editors. They were just looking to publish. And it was amazing what they came up with. There was a guy, I can't remember, he was supposed to be a wizard, and, he would punish villains with whatever way he thought possible. And I'm like, his punishments were more devious than, what villains would come up with. And it's like, he only lasted, 4 issues. Gee, I wonder why.
I wonder why.
We
he
just
was more a villain than a villain.
Yeah, we would just laugh about it, though. And we, you could hear me laughing, trying to read this thing. And I'm like, gee, I wonder how many issues this lasted. And what's funny is one of the guys that used to hang out, he had a costume for one of the characters. He goes, do you have this book? He's like, no, I just love the Golden Age guys. He goes, no, I just figured he would be in there because they were doing a costume contest for really awful Golden Age heroes. And he goes, no, I just researched this character and I figured he would be in the book. So.
That's funny.
Yeah. It's just, we have good fun with it. So our joke is I go in from the Paragon Radio News satellite. I go into this ancient tomb to get the tome. So.
Okay.
And, like, the funny thing is, like, we're broadcasting live from the Paragon Radio News satellite at a high altitude of 0.0006 feet above sea level.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, because realistically, I live 2 miles from the beach, and it's really not – I don't know what the altitude is. You know, it's an inside joke because, you know, people realize, wait a minute – I had a lot of fun tonight.
Some things never change, huh, Rich?
No, they never do. Yeah, they never do. The chemistry is still, you know, once you hit the right elements, the chemistry just picks up right there. So,
or the sarcasm.
It, we're New Yorkers, man. New York sarcasm just doesn't, you know, it's just the
I'm
right
not a
elements.
New Yorker, but the sarcasm doesn't end.
No, you know what it is? It's just the right people, the right friends, you could pull this off. Like, you know, like certain people you just can't talk to like that. Like we have certain people in our group, like if I kid around the way I kid around or the way we kid around, if you try and kid around with them, they get butt hurt and they go crying off and they, you got to do something. They can't talk that way to me.
Yeah.
Like, and what do you always say?
Suck it up, buttercup.
There you go. And if you say, why did they say that to me? What is that supposed to mean? Oh, my God. Why'd she call me buttercup? Like, Jesus Christ, lady. Just, you know, not saying lady, but, you know, he's just, okay.
And God forbid I do my Donald Trump imitation. Before you start anything, we lived in New York for so long here, we've been hearing Trump long before.
Yeah. Look. Okay. Yeah, and I tell him, like, to be fair, long before he ran for president, we used to go to Atlantic City. We go to Atlantic City. And when we went to Atlantic City, we go to Trump Marina. My folks had so much pull there. I remember the last time we went there, we had a VIP. We got VIP suites. I cried when we left. I was like, I don't want to leave here. I remember that night we got home. Like, we were all depressed. Like, we had like hot tubs for all three of us. We had a TV that went into the ground.
From what?
You know, we went to Trump Marina one time. My folks love to go to Atlantic City. The rooms we were supposed to get, the suites we were supposed to get, the people decided to stay. So our concierge or whatever, she goes, all right, you guys are so good. You come here all the time. I'm going to upgrade you. We got VIP suites for the 4 days we were staying. We're like, oh, okay. So it was two rooms, but between the rooms, it was almost like a studio apartment between us. You know, the two bedrooms. Like theirs had like a size bed. Mine had two queen size beds in my room. And you had to walk around almost this apartment size thing to get to the bathroom. Now, I don't want to say the bathroom was big, but when you first walk in, it had a shower stall. And then you had to walk around this thing to get to another, like, bathtub shower. I'm going, holy crap. And they walked in like, this
the logo
is your...
again.
And they're like, this is your bathroom?
Yeah.
You know? And it was just crazy. So. There you go.
Yes.
If you actually went to updates and news here, I had a story ready to go.
Oh, well, read it. Let us know. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Well,
is it good
okay.
One?
Well, they are on Netflix. They are restarting and rebooting Hellraiser.
Wow.
One twist. Pinhead is a woman. Now, I look at it this way. I look at it this way. If they pick up Hellraiser 3, because let's face
yes.
it, after that, they're worthless. If
yeah.
they pick up from Hellraiser 3, where Elliot, drags the original Pinhead into hell, then this
right.
could work. If they pick it up right
yeah.
from there, they need
okay.
a new Pinhead. Bingo. This would work.
Yes. Yeah.
That's how I see, and that would, it would go like, you know what? That makes sense. Elliot defeated Pinhead. Pinhead's gone. They need a new Pinhead. I hear talk they're bringing in back Chatter.
What?
Because the Chatterer may also be coming back.
Oh, okay.
But like I said, if they do that, then this will
right.
work. And there won't be any whining and crying from, comic book guy. Well, if you remember going back in here, worst reboot ever,
Which was the one where the female news reporter, is that the third one? With the female news reporter and her news crews killed off and turned into Cenobites?
Yep.
That's the one? Okay. That
That's the one.
Okay, that was one I like. Okay, that would work.
Yeah,
and
if they pick it up from there, it works.
Yes, that works, yes. Okay.
I mean, like I said, every other Hellraiser after that, I don't know
that
what
was
they were doing.
Dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was like, because there was one where there was a party and Pinhead shows up or something like that. It was like, he was so weak in that movie. I'm like, dude, what happened to Pinhead? Why? Like, they were making fun of him in the movie. And I'm like, dude, what the frig? It's like, did you not see the first three? Like, the Chucky movies, right?
Mm.
Like, they pause, like, they started getting goofy in the middle. With, like, Bride of Chucky.
But that drew everyone back in, Bride and Seed of Chucky. That drew everyone back in.
Right. But then did you see Cult? What was the curse and Cult of Chucky? Because Cult of Chucky was awesome because that had everybody in it. Like, even the kid from the original one, he grew up as an actor, and he's in that one at the end. And I'm like, where's the next movie? And instead, they did the TV show, and he's in that one. Him and the girl from the second movie are in that one. So there's a lot of callbacks. Like, you have to know your Chucky history for the TV show. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. That's – and, like, my stepbrother, he's not familiar with Chucky, the Chucky history. He's like, huh? Because even, like I said, Cult and Curse of – it picks up like right after that. So he's like, what's going on? Who's that girl? What's going on? It's like, you got to watch the movies.
Yeah, but like I said, Bride and Seed of Chucky was the hook.
Yeah, because they had a lot of celebrities in that too. Because the first three were, like, the third one was okay, and then Bride came out, Seed came out. That was like mainstream Chucky after that. And then I was like, what's going on? I was like, I haven't seen a new Chucky movie. And all of a sudden these two movies were out. I'm like, oh, okay.
And then okay. It's like Chucky just kind of elevated and he found himself in the same with Freddy and Jason.
Yes, yeah. Because I said, like, it was like, what's your favorite slasher from, like, the 80s, 90s, like Chucky? And I couldn't explain it until Cult came out, right? And he goes, think about it. I love the look on their faces when they realize a fucking doll's about to slash their throats. It's like, that's it. That's why. And it's not fucking Annabelle who's just creepy and just sits there. It's him with a personality, wisecracking him as he kills him. That's what it
best,
is.
The best line of all of them is from Bride of Chucky. He's like, we'll come back. I always come back.
Come back.
Dying is such a bitch.
Such a bitch.
All right, so I got your opinion. Susie, what do you think about Hellraiser reboot?
I have no opinion at all.
I don't think she likes horror.
Oh, you don't watch
horror.
Well, it's also because Hellraiser also had a comic series, remember?
I don't read comics. Believe it or not.
She doesn't.
Okay.
I didn't know they had a comic series, really?
Yeah.
I will be right back, guys.
All right.
Okay. I did not know it had a comic series.
Back in the 90s. Where, you know, there
was
a Jason, there was a Freddy, they put in a Hellraiser.
Was it Dark Horse? Was it Dark Horse
I'm not
series?
I want to say it was. I'm not sure.
Or IDW.
One of the two.
Okay. I want to say, interesting. Mm-hmm.
I'm still kind of waiting. Now, you remember, because I know you watched WPIX back in the day, where you saw, you know, Frankenstein versus Wolfman versus Dracula.
Yes, all those movies, yes.
I'm waiting for the big Royal Rumble of all the 80s and 90s slashers.
That would be, yeah, because they tease us with Freddy versus Jason.
Mm-hmm. And
believe
it was
or
supposed
not,
to be a Freddy, Jason, and Ash.
Oh, really? I don't think they're going to, because he said he's done
it went
playing
to comics. It went to comics.
Okay.
But I'm going like, if I was to do this, I would say there would be eight. And the top eight that I could think of. Freddy. Jason. Michael Myers. Chucky.
Oh, yes.
Pinhead.
Yes.
Who do I have here? Leprechaun.
Okay. I forgot about him. Yeah.
Leatherface.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And finally, the new kid on the block, Ghostface.
Okay.
Needless to say, it goes into a battle royal. Those who are just human will probably get offed quickly.
I would say Ghostface and I would say Ghostface first, Leatherface second.
Mm-hmm. Then I would say Leprechaun.
Well, who had his gold? Unless somebody took his gold.
Well, either Freddy using psychology is psycho bit, or Pinhead gets it.
Right. Okay.
So that's where I see Leprechaun goes to the side.
Okay. So we're down to all five.
Right. Mm-hmm. Next down would be Michael Myers. Jason
versus
Michael Myers.
Hold on. Wait. If they're human, then Michael Myers would be fifth, wouldn't he? A third.
Well, he has superhuman strength and durability.
Okay. All right.
So that's why you throw him up against Jason, and that's it.
Oh, okay.
So now we're down to Jason, Freddy, Chucky, and Pinhead.
Okay.
So the pairing I would see, it would be Chucky and Jason, Freddy and Pinhead.
Okay.
name
now,
because
thing.
Freddy,
Pinhead's
Freddy's from the Nightmare Realm. Pinhead is from his
right.
own realm.
Pinhead doesn't dream, so he doesn't have nightmares.
Mm-hmm. And would be so easily able to capture Freddy and lure him in, which means
right.
new Cenobite.
Right. So Pinhead would win that one.
Right.
Jason versus Chucky.
Chucky. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Chucky loses. You know how easy it'd be to throw Chucky over the rope?
No. I put a twist in this one. All he has to do is knock Jason out just enough to Abudua Dubala and go into the body of
Chucky.
Of
yeah, Chucky is very quick and supernaturally strong. And like you said, just knock out Jason long enough to possess him. Therefore, Chucky wins and possesses Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Technically,
so now,
Chucky wins.
So now you got Chucky, Jason, and Pinhead with the powers of Freddy.
Ooh. Chucky's a doll. Doesn't dream. Doesn't sleep.
And at the moment, he would be in control
of Jason.
So now you got a non-sleep. You have a non-sleeper with a powerhouse.
Right. Right. Versus Pinhead with the power of a sleeper who needs somebody to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So basically that Cenobite, his new powers, he doesn't sleep.
Exactly.
So that's
Pinhead
when
would be dispatched after a very long fight. And then you get one more fight. And it's a three-way. Jason versus Chucky
Freddy?
With Jason's mom, who is in Jason's head.
Well, I didn't see that twist. Okay.
How many times have Jason's mom popped up when they try to go psycho on him?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So Jason would win overall.
Only because he cheated.
Well, he brought in mom.
Or mom, or mom popped up all of a sudden. So, would it be Jason's mom winning, or just Jason? Would it be Jason's mom?
Yeah, Jason would win.
Wait. Wasn't Chucky in Jason?
Yes.
Yes.
This is all a mind fight.
Right. This is all a psychic fight. This is a battle of the psyche.
Basically, the fight against Pinhead and with the Freddy powers would trigger that internal battle. They would try to bring in the fear, and you know, Jason does not disrespect Mama.
But Chucky would. And therefore, Jason would go into a rage.
Chucky doesn't respect jack shit.
Right. That's the point. Chucky would try to kill Jason's mama. Jason would go after Chucky.
In the mind. Regaining
power.
In the
mind. Right.
Now, when I came up with this idea, it was going like, I had a twist ending, because at the time being, I just forgot his name. Dr. Frank Frankenfurter, the butler in Clue. Who's that actor's name?
Tim Curry.
He was still alive.
Right.
I would have him playing as the devil, looking like Tim Curry, not from Legend, and go, Jason, you have won this fight. What do you want to do? Real ending. He's finally put to rest in Crystal Lake. Fun ending at the end. What do you want to do? You see Jason at Disney World with Mickey ears and a balloon.
That's hilarious. Okay. That's freaking hilarious.
I'm going to Disney.
You
got to bring this
up. That
we
got
to bring this up tomorrow night. You got to bring this up tomorrow night when we're on the air. That's fucking hilarious. I'm going to Disney World.
He's standing there with the balloon. The kid looks up, takes the machete, pops his balloon.
That
is Jason in like overall jean shorts.
His traditional garb, but he's wearing Mickey Mouse ears.
They're called shorts.
Okay.
His traditional garb. He's just wearing Mickey Mouse ears.
Okay. All right, you just disappeared from COH.
Oh.
Who, me?
Me.
It's all right. I don't think we have anything else going on here, right?
Force of habit. I was already there just waiting
for
the load.
Right.
So, yeah, you get the big ending, Jason goes to sleep. Credits.
Post-credit scene.
Where do you want to go? Jason holding the balloon with the Mickey Mouse ears.
Yeah.
And considering most of them are owned by New Line Cinema, it would be
easy
for them to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the only thing they'd probably go, Eisner, we just want this ending. Just need the ears and a balloon. That's it.
Or if they can't, some amusement park. You know, they can make up, so.
Wally World.
Do you know what movie came out today? Do you know what a certain movie came out today?
What's the amusement park in National Lampoon's Vacation?
Wally World.
There you go.
Everybody knows that, Susie. Come on.
then you can have Chevy Chase going, you waiting in line too, huh?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. I mean,
when I hear Wally World, I think of Walmart.
Yep.
When I used to work at Wall Bombs, that's what we called it.
Now, if you think about it, yeah, I like the Wally World factor because if you think about it, with the Zombieland, if they could have Bill Murray blasting everybody at the post-credits scene of the stuff number two, why not put Chevy Chase in?
Well, wait a minute. No, he didn't do anything in the amusement park. That was Woody Harrelson.
Okay, no.
What?
Okay, in the first one, Bill Murray was at his own house. The second one, in the post-credits, he was being interviewed for Garfield 4.
Mm-hmm. And he goes, we got to get out of here. and he's beating everybody up and all that.
So if Bill Murray can do that in Zombieland, why not Chevy Chase standing with Jason?
Right. Poor Al Roker.
What about Al Roker?
He
didn't see Zombieland too?
That interview.
Yeah, he changed. He goes, how do you do a hairball? And he's showing Al Roker, and all of a sudden, as Al Roker's learning how to do a hairball sound, he turns into a zombie.
Okay.
So technically, Al Roker was like Zombie Zero or something like that. And Bill Murray goes, we got to get out of here. And he goes out into the lobby of the theater, and like everybody's turning into zombies. So he's like beating people up, uses a steel chair to hit somebody over the head with it, over
the
back.
And we're talking,
like,
it was like Bill Murray's like almost doing a dance.
Yeah, trying to get out of there. He's like, hey, get out of my way. Get this one.
All right, so if not Jason and Mickey Mouse ears, he has to have the antlers of Wally World.
Yes. And who made that movie?
National Lampoon Animal House. I think that would be Warner Brothers.
No, it was National Lampoon's Vacation.
Right, but National Lampoon is attached with Warner Brothers during that time period, I think.
I'm working it up. Yeah, but National Lampoon, they sell their name. It's like their name is like a... Because you can do them comedy. You could, like, buy and put the name National Lampoon on everything. Because there are some movies that have the name National Lampoon on it. It's a god-awful movie.
Oh, God. It was like after the vacations, the National Lampoon name went to direct to the DVD box, the $2 one.
Oh, God. I mean, there were some National Lampoon movies that were just awful.
We're talking Cinemax After Dark's going, no.
Yeah.
Just no. And I think it started with Class Reunion. That's when it started to drop.
You saw that movie?
Oh, I remember it.
Oh, God, I saw that movie as a kid. You know what I remember most about that movie? My ding-a-ling.
How bad it sucks?
My
ding-a-ling.
Well, I was a little kid when I saw it. I was a little kid when I saw that movie. So, you know what it was? One of my cousins, he was older. He was like a big brother to me. So every time we watched it, we would make stupid jokes about it. So to us, it was like a guilty pleasure. So, one, it was stupid. You know, two, it was a National Lampoon movie. So we thought it had to be funny. But two, he would make stupid jokes about it. So we'd laugh at his stupid, not stupid jokes, but he would make, like, jokes about it. So we'd laugh at his jokes about the movie. So anytime we saw it, we would think of his jokes. So it was funnier. So one of my friends goes, it's not funny. So my cousin would come home. We'd watch it again. He goes, oh, shit. And he'd laugh at his. Says, see, that's what we're laughing about. He goes, oh. It's like, yeah, the movie sucks, but when you throw it in. So we would do Mystery Science Theater 3000 as kids years before MST3K came out. Like, we were making jokes about bad movies. The funny thing is about that, my oldest stepbrother would intentionally rent bad movies thinking they were good movies. And it's like,
oh,
and so, like, something, yeah, like, remember, this is like 80s, like mid-80s, and it's like, dude, did you actually like this movie? Yeah, I thought it was great. Wait. You like this? I can't remember what these movies were. But it's like, you like, even his friends like, dude, you suck at taking movies. And so, like, we'd sit there and like, let me get this straight. You went to Blockbuster, and these are the movies you picked. Like,
why do I see this guy coming in with movie like Frankenhooker?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like Barbarian Queen of the Future. You know, like, did you purposely go to the B film section of the movie, of the you know, just like when Blockbuster opened, they had
an improvement if he'd gone to the B film section.
Yeah. I mean, did you go to the B film section and there was a section behind it and said, these movies make those movies look good? And I said it to him in front of his friends. They were cracking up. He goes, yeah, basically he did. He goes, what'd you guys do? It's like, we were cracking jokes up. He goes, really? And so one of his friends was here with us watching it. And me and my friend Joe, we would sit there, like, basically, you know, MST3K style. We would sit there and make jokes about these movies. He goes, oh, you guys are right. I love watching these movies with you guys. He's like, what? He goes, these guys are cracking jokes about these movies. That's the best way to watch them with these guys. It's like, what the frig did I? And afterwards, we just sat there like, what did I just watch? He goes, dude, if these guys weren't cracking jokes, my brain would fry. Like, that was the thing I did to save my brain. You know? So that's why when Mystery Science Theater 3000 came out, I said, dude, you've got to come over, check the show out. He goes, look familiar? He goes, we've been doing this our whole lives. Like, I know! So we would sit there, and I remember the Godzilla movie. Right, without the robots, right. And it was a Godzilla movie, and I'm making jokes, and I'm making the same jokes. He goes, how'd you know they were going to joke? I'm like, dude, isn't it obvious? Come on. He goes, you've seen this one before? It's like, it's a brand new episode. Right? And during the commercial, they were talking about MST3K. He goes, no, the show isn't for everybody. It's for the right. He goes, it's not for the everybody. It's for the right body. It's like, see, it's for us. The right body gets the jokes. Because sometimes fans write in their own jokes. See? And sometimes the fans can guess the jokes, and that's cool because sometimes the show just writes itself. Like, see, this show writes itself. It's like, yeah. It's like, come on. And then sometimes you sit there and you go, oh, your joke was better. I was like, I know. But, you know, it's like they're in a time frame. You know, by the time we get to watch it, you know, it's in the book already. Which it is, because they said sometimes they get the movie on a Monday, they sit down on a Tuesday, and they take notes, and then on a Wednesday they're comparing notes again. So, you know, we're sitting at home, relaxed, no pressure, making fun of the show. So, but, okay, I'm here, National Lampoon Vacation, Warner Brothers.
Yep.
Warner Communication Company. Now, it's like it's actually playing. I don't know why. Or is it a preview? Oh, it's a preview, but it actually started off with. That's the official trailer, Warner Brothers. Okay, there you go. Oh, my God.
Saturday, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation was showing.
Wait, Christmas Vacation 2. Cousin Eddie's Island Adventure. Why?
Oh, no.
No, what's funny is, I think...
It was like, yeah. Vegas Vacation, that's when it started to drop, and that's when they should have ended.
This is one I want to see, though. National Lampoon television show, Lemmings Dead in Concert from 1973. This is the original Not Ready for Primetime Players when they were doing their radio show, the Lemmings, when they were making fun of Woodstock. And I heard this is supposed to be funny as all hell. It's like an unrated 55-minute thing. It's a music stage performance mockumentary showcases a mock rock festival, Woodshuck. 3 days of peace, love, and death.
Damn.
Many Woodstock performers and others were spoofed. Yeah, I want to see this so bad. Where, how can I watch it?
All right, here we go. The list of National Lampoon movies. Let's
yeah,
see.
That's what I'm on. Hold on. Wait. Drunk, Stone, Brilliant, Dead. And that was supposed to be a history of National Lampoon. Okay, National Lampoon Radio. Oh, wait, National Lampoon Radio Hour.
Well, I went to Wikipedia.
Oh, okay, well, hold on. A new age of National Lampoon is born with a twisted collection of comedy, sketches, characters, music, and more. 10 episodes? Okay, but where do you watch it from? Okay. National Lampoon Radio Hour Live. National Lampoon's Ratko, the Dictator's Son from 2009. National Lampoon. This is National Lampoon. I don't know.
All right.
Hold on. About that. Dorm Days, Dirty Movie, Endless Bummer, National Lampoon Brackets, Pledge This, National Lampoon Live, New Faces, Volume 2 from 2004, Class Reunion is listed, Adam and Eve, Gold Diggers, National Lampoon Live, The International Show from 2004, another Dirty Movie, National Lampoon's Blind Date, which is a 1994 video game. National Lampoon Live, New Faces, Down and Dirty, Inside Story, National Lampoon's Vacation. Oh. National Lampoon's Final Edition Radio Hour, 2015. National Lampoon's Final Edition Radio Hour, again. National Lampoon Brackets, no, Thanksgiving Family Reunion, starring Bryan Cranston and Judge Reinhold, 2003. National Lampoon's The Great American Run, 2008. National Lampoon's True Facts. Good Lord, National Lampoon's New Faces, Volume 1, 2004. National Lampoon's Dead Serious. National Lampoon Collegiate Comedy Pop-Off from 1994. The National Lampoon Collegiate Comedy Pop-Off from 2020. Unseen plus Untold, National Lampoon's Animal House, 2003. National Lampoon 2007, Season 1, Episode 9. Oh, okay, Christmas Vacation, 1989. National Lampoon 2019, Season 2, Episode 57? Huh? I don't know what this is. National Lampoon's Vacation. Looks like an app. I don't know. I don't know what this is.
Why don't you let Mad Viking read his list?
All right.
Yeah, read your list. Cause it's
all,
like,
all right, I'm gonna say the movie, and you say thumbs up, thumbs down, or never seen it.
Okay.
All right. Original company. Animal House.
Oh, seen it.
So thumbs up.
The original Animal House? Wait, the original Animal House?
Yes.
Seen it. Thumbs up. Two thumbs up.
All right. Class Reunion.
Seen it. Like I said, when we had our own jokes, it's funny, but without... Like I said,
down.
So many years ago. Yeah,
okay.
I'll give it even. Like I said. All right, go ahead.
All right. Movie Madness.
I just seen it recently, believe it or not. I'm going to say thumbs down because it wasn't that funny.
No. Vacation.
Oh, two thumbs up. It's a classic.
Thumbs up.
Yep. Joy of Sex.
Haven't seen it.
All right. European Vacation.
Thumbs up.
Seen it. Thumbs up.
Christmas Vacation.
I lived it.
Oh, classic. Two thumbs up, man. Come on.
Right.
Any of the vacations.
Oh. All right. Loaded Weapon 1.
Thumbs up.
Loaded Weapon.
That was Emilio Estevez and Samuel L. Jackson, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thumbs up. I give that a thumbs up. That was okay.
Okay. Senior
Trip.
That
was pretty good. Thumbs down.
Down.
Cast was okay. The plot was kind of eh.
Vegas Vacation.
Thumbs up.
Mid.
That's where they should. They should have ended it, but yeah.
Golf Punks.
Never seen it.
Idea. Tom Arnold stars.
Okay, I haven't seen it. Probably thumbs down, but I haven't seen it to be fair.
All right. Van Wilder.
Seen bits and pieces of it.
Yeah.
I've seen bits and pieces. It was okay.
It brought in Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
This was Ryan Reynolds' debut. Yep.
It was okay. I give it a thumbs up. I do give it a thumbs up. It was pretty okay.
Replicate.
Never heard of it. I'm not going to judge it.
Blackball.
If I haven't, never heard of it.
Jake's Booty Call.
Never
Splash Animation.
Huh?
Splash Animation. So
never
it
heard
was
of it.
Like, yeah, late 90s website. All right.
Oh,
Gold,
okay.
Yeah. Gold Diggers.
Never heard of it.
Dorm Days.
Heard of it. I think I saw it thumbs down because it was really stupid. So
Barely Legal.
No. Never heard of it.
Yeah,
it sounds
not that great.
Like it's not.
We're kind of going into the $2 bin now. Going the distance.
No, never heard of it.
The Almost Guys.
No.
Adam and Eve.
No.
Cattle Call.
No.
They made a movie about Southwest Airlines?
No. Electric
Good
Apricot,
Lord.
Quest for Festeroo. This is another website animation.
Okay, never heard of it. No.
Pucked.
Yeah. What?
Pucked.
P-U-C-K-E-D. Like hockey
pucked? Yeah. With
never
John Bon Jovi in the main role.
Oh, my word.
No, never.
This?
Never heard of
I
it.
I was like, I should just to see.
You know what's funny? He was in a sequel to Vampires. Do you remember John Carpenter's Vampires?
Mm-hmm.
John Bon Jovi played the lead role in the sequel to it.
Van Wilder, The Rise of Touch.
Oh, you know what? I haven't seen that one, but I heard it was okay.
All right. The Beach Party at the Threshold of Hell.
Never heard of that one. I want to see it, though, because to me.
So, a Stoned Age.
A Stoned Age? Haven't heard of it.
Or the other name, Homo Erectus.
Oh, good Lord. Nope. Didn't hear that one either.
Totally Baked, a Potumentary.
Nope. Haven't heard of that one either.
Bag Boy.
I'm sure several of our friends have heard of it.
No. Nope.
1, 2, many. It stars stuttering John Melendez of Howard Stern.
No, of course it does. No, never heard of it. I want to give it 2 thumbs down right now because of that, but no.
RoboDoc.
No.
Transylvania.
Transylvania. No.
WrestleMania? Transylvania.
No, never heard of it.
Endless Bummer.
No, I mentioned that one before, but never heard of it, no.
Cheerleaders Must Die.
I've heard of that.
This is the one with Jerry the King Lawler in it, and I've seen part of it. I think this is the one with some of the wrestlers, they show up in it to protect the cheerleaders.
So this is a WWE movie.
Basically.
No. I don't know if it is. I know some of them are in it. There's a scene where they're in it. So.
Right. Dirty
really,
Movie you mentioned already.
Yeah.
Ratko, Dictator's Son.
Right. I mentioned that before. Never heard of it, so.
Frat
you
Chance.
Mentioned it, but you've never heard of it?
Yeah.
No. When on the list I had.
Yeah.
Up until then, I never heard of it. Up until that moment, I never heard of it. You know what I mean? Okay. Previously, until I mentioned
I
never heard of the movie.
I mentioned it, but I never heard of it.
Okay. Previously, until I saw it on my list, I have never heard of it.
All right.
Up until tonight, I have never heard of this fucking movie. And I have no idea.
301, The Legend of Awesomest Maximus, starring Will Sasso. Curly of, yeah.
Of yeah, I know who he is. I know who he is, and no.
Snatched.
Never heard.
Surf Party.
No.
Stone Drunk, Stoned, Brilliant, Dead.
Yes, I've seen it because that's the history. I think that's the one that's a history documentary of National Lampoon.
Oh, now it gets a made for television.
I've heard of it. Okay.
Disco Beaver from Outer Space.
Wow, I'm
going
to see that.
I think I've heard that one.
It was on HBO.
I want to see it. It was? I want to see this thing, man.
1978. Yeah.
All right. That should be a City of Heroes or a Champions Online character. We got to make him up this weekend.
I think I'm pretty sure I've heard of that one because it was on HBO.
Never heard of him, man, but we got to make him up as a character.
Attack
we got to bring him up.
Attack of the 5'2" Women.
I've heard of this movie, but never saw it. So
based on the Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan incident and the John and Lorena Bobbitt incident.
That
with
makes
Julie
sense.
Brown.
Okay.
With Julie Brown.
Of course it does. That makes all the sense in the world.
Favorite Deadly Sins?
No.
Oh, God. It stars Andrew Clay, Dennis Leary, and Joe Mantegna.
Of course it does.
Oh, my word.
Dad's Week Off with Henry Winkler?
No. Never heard of it. But of course it does.
The Don's Analyst?
No.
Men in White?
No.
Thanksgiving Family Reunion.
Men in Black.
Thanks. No, I mentioned that one earlier. But up until then, up until seconds before, I never heard of it. And I don't think I want to see it.
And then we get to Christmas Vacation 2, Cousin Eddie's Island Adventure.
You know what's funny? We bought a 4-pack of really good movies. 3 of them were good. And that one is in there. Ready for this one? That one is still sealed. We got this about 5 years ago. That one is still sealed. I have no idea where that fucking movie went.
You might be able to sell it on eBay.
Who knows? For what?
Might be a collector.
A penny?
Hey, you never know. Google it on eBay. And check the solds on it. You might be able to sell it for something on eBay.
Oh, God.
All right.
Yeah,
Down and Dirty. National Lampoon Live. Down and Dirty.
No.
Professor Pepper's School of Good Stuff.
No.
Wannabes.
No.
Direct to video now.
Oh, good Lord. Okay,
here we go. Lemmings.
That's the one I want to see because that's from 1973. That's one before, right before SNL days. Okay.
OC and Stigs.
Never heard of that one.
National Lampoon Class of 86. I actually remembered that. This was on HBO. Oh,
was
Christ,
it any good?
Showtime. It was pretty good.
It was
dated as all hell.
Oh, okay.
Last Resort.
Yeah, it's
86. It actually
that
has
sounds
the
familiar.
As Corey Feldman and
Corey
Haim.
Yeah, I've seen this one. I was waiting for this one to come up. I've seen this one. I made a mistake of watching this one. Yes.
Oh, so it's not like two thumbs up, huh?
You know, watch it because it's one of the last two Corey movies, and you know, it's like
we're talking What a Way to Remember Corey Haim.
Yeah. I think it's one of his last movies he did, and it's just like I think if they made the movie, it's like you feel bad for the rest of the cast because it's like what the fuck did we sign up for? It's just a bizarre, like you know they're having fun making this movie. you know?
But
and
nobody
like,
else was.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like their dream vacation, like they're working in this Paradise Island, and it's like, if I remember right, there's an old guy who used to be an actor, and he thinks his movies are real. And then there's this, and then Corey Haim is hitting on this blonde chick. And at the end, he finds out that she worships this god or goddess Yaya. And it's like, so what is she? Oh, she's the goddess of fertility. And he looks at her and goes, thank you. And it's like, of course she is. Oh, of course the hot blonde that you've been after this entire summer is like worshiping the goddess of fertility, and you're going to wind up with her, you know?
So, lost reality.
What? Yeah, that's what they are. What happened to Corey Haim?
He died. It was right after. It was died. He died right after he did that cameo ending for the Lost Boys sequel, the Toad Brothers.
Okay.
The Girls of National Lampoon Strip Poker.
Never heard of it.
Lost Reality 2, More of the Worst. At least we got truth in advertising.
Yeah, really. They finally were honest. Well, here's the deal. This is why – I'm going to explain this. This is why a lot of the National Lampoon movies, like you mentioned, sucked. National Lampoon said, hey, if you want, you for a fee, you can put our name on your movie. I don't know why. And a lot of people said, why would you allow that? So a lot of comedies that were coming out paid the fee and said, hey, we can put National Lampoon on our movie.
And it'll
so
do
a lot
so much
real...
better.
Right. And it'll get people to watch our movie. So that's what happened. They paid the money for National Lampoon. I don't know what the fee was. And all these so-called comedies that really suck had National Lampoon. And instead, what happened was it brought the National Lampoon name down to the gutter.
Yeah, but National Lampoon
to the point,
made a buku of money.
Right, but it got to the point where...
It degraded their name.
Where if the name had National Lampoon, people avoided it after a while. It was like... Who friggin' cares? You know? You know, it's like, it's not Animal House. It's not the vacation movies. You know? And like you said, look at the movies. We're direct to video.
We have another trilogy. Teed Off.
Oh.
Teed Off Behind the Tees and Teed Off 2.
Oh, good. Golf, I guess?
Yeah. Dorm Days.
Yay.
2. College at Sea.
Oh, they did. Oh, they did a sequel. I'm so happy.
Pledge This with Paris Hilton as the star.
Seriously?
And
Daddy bought that for her.
Producer.
Wait, she starred and produced?
Yes.
Her daddy
oh,
paid
good
for
God.
That.
Oh, she had to have.
Hard 4.
Hard 4?
Yeah.
What about 1, 2, and 3? Oh, you're logged out of City of Heroes. You just disappeared.
Yeah, I know. Spring Break.
What about Fall Break?
National Lampoon's TV, The Movie.
No, I haven't seen that one. I never
heard
of that one.
Several cast members of the Jackass franchise.
Well, there you go. That explains that.
Van Wilder Freshman Year.
Now,
Ryan
when they came out with the Van Wilder movie,
yep.
That did help bring the National Lampoon name back to a little bit of recognition.
Yeah,
but
they
just
went,
kept
yes.
selling
yeah.
their name out there, though.
Yeah, the Van Wilder movies did help.
RoboDoc Dissected, the making of RoboDoc.
Oh, Lord.
Dracula's Daughters versus the Space Brains.
Oh, good Lord. No. No.
Sex tax based on a true story.
No.
Night of the Little Dead.
No.
Versus Night of the Living Dead, huh?
That's right.
And finally, yes, I said the
Thank
magic
God.
Word. Another Dirty Movie.
No.
Like I said, these are going straight to the $2 bin. Oh, heck with it. They may have gone to the Dollar General $1 rack.
The straight to the Dollar General clearance aisle.
Like I said. Then, you know, this is right next to, oh, we'll get Kung Fu Panda. Grandma, that's Karate Panda. That's not Kung
yeah.
Fu Panda.
Yeah, all right.
Did you know that they're coming out with Kung Fu Panda 4?
Yep.
I haven't seen 2 or 3 yet.
Yeah, neither have I.
Or the Russian cartoon version with English subtitles of Disney movies.
Oh, good Lord. No, no, no.
You know the animation I'm talking about. Somewhere Filmation's going like, hey, we look good.
Show's going to end.
Oh.
Is it?
Is that? Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we'll continue this tomorrow night on Mad Viking Show on DawnRadio.live at 8 p.m. Eastern. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Susie L., for calling in. Thank you, Mad Viking, for
welcome
co-hosting. Welcome. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Susie, we'll talk real soon, and we'll check out your YouTube channel.
Just message me.
And I'll message you on Skype or Facebook. Keep in touch. Don't be a stranger. And we'll see you all Monday night for International Talk Like a Pirate Day Show. And we'll see what's going on DawnRadio.live on Batman Day. I hope there's something going on good. See you then, everybody. And thank you for 10 wonderful years. We're off the air. Goodbye. Is everybody
Hi.
Still here? Hi.
Yeah, I'm here.
It says your episode has ended. I don't know we could still talk like this, though.
I guess it's going to cut off eventually, so let's do it now.
Okay. Happy trails.
Bye.
Okay.
We thank you so much.
What was that? All but right. What's funny is there's no button for me. No, there's no button for me to hit, though. I can't end the
No, but I have a button I can hit. So good night, gentlemen.
Good
night.
Night.
Same here. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Actually, I could hit a button on Skype, too. You know, where's the fun in that?
Yep.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you later. Matt, I'll see you tomorrow night, 8 p.m.
Okay. All right.
All right. See you then. Have a good night, all.
Yeah, but.
All right. I'm hitting the button. Good night. See you tomorrow.